I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Romans 4:3 says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness." That Greek word for reckon means to take an inventory, to estimate, count, impute, number, suppose, think on. It has a root word, logos, something said or spoken, reasoning, account, communication, and utterance. Paul says, a wage is earned, not reckoned. He says, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. We cannot earn righteousness. We cannot be made innocent or just by working for it. Abraham did not earn his righteousness by his obedience or even by his circumcision. He was declared righteous because he believed God. So Paul argues, circumcision or uncircumcision does not determine righteousness. The only thing that God reckons as righteousness is faith. Abraham is the model of faith that is reckoned as righteousness. He believed God's promise that he would become a father of nations. Even when years passed and he was 100 years old and Sarah was well past childbearing years, Abraham believed. Even though hope was fading, he believed. In fact, Paul writes, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able to perform. This was what God counted and declared to be righteous. And this is the truth for us. Romans says, those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he who was delivered up because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God declares us righteous, innocent, just. He does not count our sins, but he counts our faith. When we believe his promises, not wavering, being fully assured that what he promised, he was able to perform, we are, by God's grace, declared righteous. Our faith is what is reckoned as righteousness. I'm in awe of that word, reckon. God takes account of my faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died because of my sin and was raised to justify me, and he declares me. He reckons me to be righteous. Only believe, the old hymn says. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Listen to the stanza of this hymn. Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne. From death into life he went for his own. All power in earth, all power above, is given to him for the flock of his love. Fear not, little flock, whatever your lot. He enters all rooms, the doors being shut. He never forsakes, he never is gone. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn. Believe, he did this all for love. Believe, he is with us through every step we take. Believe, there is nothing that can stop him from being with us. These are precious truths to cling to in good times and bad. Father in heaven, your word, your declaration to us that we who believe in you, who raised Jesus our Lord from the grave, that you will reckon as righteousness that faith. Oh, what marvelous grace. Not that we have performed perfectly. Not that we do all the works of the law. Not that we are strong or wise or successful or anything. But that we believe that you are able to do what you have promised. This is what counts to you. Glorious Lord and mighty God, you are worthy of all our worship and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you. And Jesus, we thank you that we have this great salvation through you who died for us. And it is in your name that we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. And you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.